second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. I have five guests this hour. We will not be taking any calls. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, just email spingola1@yahoo.com. Our guests are Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya, who are the co-producers and directors of Mercury Undercover. You may purchase that film at mercuryundercover.com. They have a production company. It's powerlunchproduction.com. Charlie Brown was with us the last hour. His website is toxicteeth.org. Dr. John Trowbridge, who is a medical doctor. Dr. William Glaros is a dentist. Dr. Boyd Haley is a professor emeritus of chemistry. And Dr. Haley, another question. How has the American Dental Association responded to your findings? And do you believe that their lobbyists will have a lot of influence in what happens to your product?
Well, they already have. I mean, it's not just me. There are people across the world that have shown that mercury coming from dental amalgams builds up in the body. And I don't know of a single study where they have shown that elevated mercury at any level in the body adds to health. It primarily causes a deterioration of health, especially in the neurochemical area or the neurophysiology. So the real problem is you can take all this data, all this research that's been around even years before I came into the business of studying mercury toxicity and trying to help it. You can take this data and beat them to death intellectually. They cannot argue with you. But yet it's all about money. And you go to the FDA and it's just like pushing a big mushroom or a big marshmallow. It moves when you push on it, but when you back off, it backs off. The real situation here is a failure of our government's regulatory agency to prevent and eliminate the exposure to the largest level of mercury to human beings from being used in a commercial source, such as the American Dental Association supports. The American Dental Association is totally wrong. They have probably done more damage to human health than any other organization in the world. I would point out that mercury, and only mercury, can be shown scientifically to produce all of the diagnostic hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease. This has been published throughout the world, and yet it is totally ignored by American medicine because the ADA and the FDA say, oh, this is not really totally proven yet, and yet they produce no research to counter any of the research that proves otherwise.
Now, excuse me, do lobbyists have a lot to do with this, with their association with our Congress?
They make our Congress totally invaluable. I mean, our Congress isn't... It's without value. You can address this, you can take this to Congress, and they can't do anything to change the decisions of the Food and Drug Administration with regards to exposure to toxic metals.
Some of the FDA officials have investments in some of the companies that create this these amalgams and the product that the dentists are using, right?
Well, they have in the past. I'm really not expert in that area. Charlie Brown could tell you that the head of the FDA was on a board of a company that made dental amalgams. So I'm not so sure about, I have no detailed information on their finances. But I can tell you that it's the major failing of the United States government is that it does not protect its citizens from a known proven exposure to toxic mercury vapors. There's just no explanation for that. It's criminal, and the public should get very upset about it. And I think it's just the control of the media that prevents the public from understanding how badly we have been served by our Food Drug Administration.
Okay. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back, so stay tuned.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Deanna, and you can purchase the DVD, Mercury Undercover, at mercuryundercover.com. You may also pay a smaller fee, $7.50, to watch it immediately. You may want to do both. It certainly is well worth the money, for sure. Now, Dr. Haley, you were talking about the mainstream media does not cover any kind of any information about this, and then you have the bureaucrats, the unelected people who are making all these decisions about the health of the people in this country, and that Congress is really doesn't have any choice in the matter, or is actually ineffective.
They're just ineffective. You know, a perfect example was a publication in 1999 in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, which showed that people that died of it's called idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. It's just sudden cardiac death without an infarction. Those people who died of that had 178,400 nanograms of mercury per gram of tissue, whereas control heart tissue from other sorts of valvular or ischemic heart disease had 8. So there's no doubt that mercury builds up in the heart tissue of people that die, and this is primarily the athletic youth that you find that, you know, playing high school basketball or college football or something, that drops dead almost invariably a male. They have huge levels of mercury, and the NIH, our National Institutes of Health, and the FDA hasn't called for any further study on this. This is without a doubt an illness that is related to the retention of mercury in heart tissue, and yet we ignore it. And that's been the problem throughout science in the United States. Our NIH and our FDA and EPA will beat the daylights out of mercury from fish. which is shown not to be the major contributor to human mercury body burdens. They'll spend billions of dollars on fish and fish mercury, but they'll do nothing about mercury coming from other sources such as dental amalgams. And that's an oversight that is, to me, there is absolutely no explanation for it except you're covering up for people who want to make money placing dental amalgams.
And of course, if all of this becomes public knowledge, then a lot of people are going to be very culpable, and they probably want to conceal the responsibility for the nation's health problems, correct?
Yes, and the documentary made by Elizabeth and Daniel hits right on the head of the problem. The problem isn't lack of knowledge. The problem is lack of effective government regulation of exposure to heavy metal toxins. And I would point out in support of their document, and I really, that's a very, it's very well done, and it's very honest, that the United Nations Environmental Protection Program, they have a mission. Charlie Brown's very much involved with that, as is the International Academy of Oral and Medical Toxicology, which is a group of dentists that fights amalgam fillings as well, and as well as the IBA, the International Academy of Biological Dentistry. They're fighting it. And the only people that seem to support the placement and the continuation of amalgam fillings throughout the world is the American Dental Association and some aspects of the United States government. And they are at odds with the rest of the world, which is now have placed in their treaty that you can't ship mercury or mercury-containing products, including dental amalgam material, across international lines if the treaty is signed. So
well,
it's
that would be good.
Issue. Everybody else seems to recognize it except the United States government health agencies.
Interesting. Dr. Trowbridge, tell us some of the things that mercury causes, some of the issues, the health issues. What does it cause?
You know, I think the most important consideration for mercury is just to say to yourself, what illnesses am I suffering with? And the answer is mercury is contributing to those problems, period. End of story. Now, for people who say, well, I don't have any fillings in my mouth, that's all right. You're getting it through the water, through the fish, through the cosmetics. The FDA has just now started coming down on cosmetics that contain mercury. Again, as Dr. Haley says, that's not the primary source in the environment. We're getting it from our mothers when we're developing in the uterus. We're getting it as children. If you've had mercury fillings in the past, you now are getting it, and it is affecting the disease problems with which you're suffering. The most worrisome part is that, you know, people suffer dementia problems even at very young ages and even in very mild conditions. Oh, I just don't have as good a memory as I used to have. I just don't feel as good as I used to feel. Those kinds of things which are perceptive problems. Autoimmune diseases have taken over in this country. We have thyroiditis, and incidentally, thyroid function is uniquely dependent on mercury toxicity. You find many people who will get worse in their lives because their thyroid function is low, not necessarily their thyroid hormone levels in the blood, but their function in the body, and mercury can affect that quite dramatically. People are as Dr. Haley said, suffering with heart disease, not realizing that mercury is a culprit. What about the folks who are suffering with general organ failures? We call it aging, and aging is simply a disease that's developing one day at a time. When we start looking at people complaining of fatigue and constant infections and such, these can easily be amplified and dramatically worsened by mercury. If you take a look at folks who come into my office, because, you know, I for 33 years now have specialized in taking care of the people who become sick and tired of being sick and tired. They don't find answers with the conventional drugs and surgery. They come to see me, and we can certainly identify their problems and take a look at their conventional tests. But when we start doing toxic metal studies, it's amazing how many people have a lot more toxic metals. And you know, the common answer I get is, well, doesn't everybody have that? And my response is, isn't everybody sick? Didn't we used to have a healthy nation that lived on homegrown foods and did hard work, and now we have none of those in our lives? And what we have created instead is an internal environment in our mouths that keeps us sick and an external environment where you can't trust the food, the air, or the water. So it is frustrating in looking at this that just pick the disease problem, and I can guarantee you mercury is involved. That simple.
Okay, what about something like anorexia?
Oh, anorexia is very interesting because it might and might not be related to it. It's certainly related to nutritional deficiencies, and when you start looking at those primarily, we're talking about minerals because Americans don't eat enough vegetables to get a good mineral load in their system, and mercury interferes with virtually all of the mineral handling pathways. You have to remember, if mercury interferes with the making of energy inside the cells of your body, it's the energy inside those cells that allows them to pull things in and push things out. So we are talking about the ways in which people get sick at the very, you know, discrete cellular level and inside the cells. We have things called mitochondria that are jelly beans that make the energy upon which your cells survive. And those are exquisitely sensitive to mercury poisoning. And once you get it in your body, I can guarantee you it's going to end up in two key places, in your nervous system, your brain, your nerves, and in the mitochondria, the energy powerhouses that every cell depends on in order to stay alive. That's why all these diseases are related to the inflammation patterns and the illness patterns with mercury. No questions asked. What about people who have infertility problems? We've got the richest nation in the history of the planet, and one couple in six has issues getting pregnant. Wait a minute here. Men have low sperm counts, often associated with mercury, and women have difficulties conceiving and carrying, often associated with mercury. It's not the only answer, but if you don't take that answer out, you really end up with a problem.
Wow. Amazing. Now, I don't live in Texas, so I certainly wouldn't be able to come to your office, but how do people find a doctor that would treat this kind of thing, or is it something that we have to investigate on our own, and how do we do this?
First of all, it's kind of hard to find doctors because, as I say, the AMA doesn't endorse it. There is a website for the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology, and by way of disclosure, I am secretary to the board of the organization there and have been certified as a specialist since 1985 by the board. And the website is abcmt.org, abcmt.org. And also, we now have a Facebook page that will help get people connected. The key is to go there and look and find who close to you does toxic metal removal called chelation therapy. Now, the deal is this. There are lots of people who do sort of almost looks like chelation, but they're not actually trained in using the approved drugs that are extremely effective at doing it. So you have to be careful people aren't using homeopathic remedies or herbals and such that are much less effective. And the key is, if someone isn't close to you, contact the doctor who is closest and see if they know someone they would refer you to as doing a competent job. Unfortunately, because the AMA and its lackeys at the state medical boards have often criticized and castigated and charged and condemned the people who do chelation, you have far fewer doctors willing to step forward and do it. It is a medical treatment everywhere in the world, much more difficult here. And incidentally, Charlie Brown, through his organization, has done an incredible job of trying to bring the United States up to speed with the other countries that clearly recognize that we've got a public health problem here, not a personal health problem. The governments have to get involved to limit our exposures.
All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned.
Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya, the co-producers of Mercury Undercover, available at mercuryundercover.com. Charlie Brown, his website, toxicteeth.org. Dr. John Trowbridge, and he is associated with the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology. What do fellow doctors say about this?
In terms of chelation?
Yes.
The doctor.
If I were to go to my physician and ask her about that, what would she likely say?
Well, it's quackery. There's no question. The only problem is that chelation is used every day by your body. It's called iron and hemoglobin. That's chelated iron. The green leaves in the trees, that's chelated magnesium. This is a biological process that was first described in the late 1800s. Extensively researched, used by the government to help treat soldiers who are exposed to nerve gases, because this is the way to get the toxic metals out. This has been extensively researched in Europe and Russia because of their worries about nerve gases in later wars. The British did the first practical development of it. The United States has been a leader in chelation therapy in the scientific background of it, but not in the clinical application of it. And once again, it's because, you know, if you talk about doing chelation therapy, for instance, to treat heart disease patients before they need surgery, you're interfering with an economic paradigm here. In other words, One of my friends calls it a significant economic displacement would happen if surgeons did not need to operate because we did chelation therapy in time.
So
your doctors aren't going to know
about money.
Your doctors will consider it something, well, I'll be quite honest with you. When my dad first asked me about chelation, I told him, Dad, I just got out of residency training in medical school. If there was some value to this, they would have taught me about it. I later learned how wrong I was.
Interesting. Dr. Glaros, what about, you were talking about the alternatives to mercury amalgam fillings. What are some of those alternatives, and are they safe? What about the plastics in the fillings and some of the resins and glues and other substances?
There is no material that we know that is going to be absolutely safe for each person. So the best way to address that, which is what biological dentists do, is to check, to do compatibility testing of the patient and get the best idea of what we can place for them that will work. Composite resins is a general term that is a plastic filling material, and it is, there's many brands, and they have different technical qualities. So in our office, there's a dozen of them that we have that we test people with using, we use an electrodermal screening technique. There's blood chemistries, looking at the serum of the blood that can, and how that, and how the dental materials might cloud that serum, and they have some techniques that they use to help determine what's best, for people. There's several ways to do it, but you want to find the best composite resin that will work for you, that your body seems to be compatible with, and in our office we tend to see people that are more allergic than in general, so we have a greater need to check what we put in before we put it in, to test them with it. But it's a good idea. It's an ideal scene for any patient, we believe. And there are places where people have nickel crowns or non-precious metal crowns or just faulty crowns, and replace to restore those teeth and replace those restorations. There's some wonderful non-metallic ceramics that are available that many labs all over the country and all over the world are using. There's some in-office procedures that can be used to make crowns. There's no need to build up with mercury fillings anymore, and there's no need to leave that as a restoration.
Okay. The process of removing that mercury is very interesting, as it is demonstrated in the film. And I mean, it's not, you don't just go in and just take those out. You really have to do it in a very safe way so that it doesn't create even greater damage.
Correct. And it's, you know, it can be said, well, more mercury is released and taken out those fillings than if you left them alone. And that might be true if you don't follow any of the protocols. I can see that it would be true if you don't follow the protocols. If the mercury filling material is ground out and let contaminant, you know, fly all over the mouth and be touching all the mucous membranes of the mouth, certainly it will be absorbed readily. With proper training, proper interest first, and then proper training, we can minimize the exposure that somebody gets from having mercury filling removed, and be able to, yes.
All righty. We do have to take a break. We will be right back, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newsviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, our guest today, Elizabeth Hong, Daniel Montoya, and they are the co-producers of Mercury Undercover. You may purchase that film at mercuryundercover.com. Charlie Brown, toxicteeth.org, Dr. John Trowbridge. He is with abcmt.org, Dr. William Glaros, who is a dentist, and Dr. Boyd Haley. Getting back to the alternatives for instead of mercury, and I also have some questions from some of our listeners. One of the questions is the Dr. Huggins protocol effective in mercury removal? And this individual indicates that he had it done 8 years ago and wants to know if chelation is necessary afterwards.
I can answer the first part of that about the Huggins protocol. Dr. Huggins has a pretty strict protocol, and there's some elements of it that aren't universally accepted. But he's the one that I started with, learning his learning that there were protocols. And we'll never stop improving how we're doing it, but his is a great place. His protocols are a great place to start, and from that point, you know, you've distanced yourself from traditional dentistry. What's being taught so far that it's a wonderful, wonderful place to begin for a dentist that wants to be open and learn that sort of thing. And I think Dr. Trowbridge might be able to handle the next part of that question.
Okay, about the chelation?
Yes.
All righty.
At the end, it's very simple. Once you get exposed to mercury, it is going in, period. It loves biological systems, again, because of the chemistry involved. And, yes, you need chelation after you have your fillings removed and replaced. You need it before you have them, and you need it long-term because of the exposures in the environment. And, in fact, we'll never get all the mercury out. We're simply trying to reduce the body burden of these toxic metals, not just mercury, but lead and arsenic and cadmium and nickel and others, because we've made a toxic world. Now, the key thing to remember is, you know, everybody is so intense on supplements. They want to take CoQ10 and carnitine and probiotics and so on without realizing that mercury is interfering with all of these items. In other words, you're treading water. You're having a harder time getting ahead of the system because mercury keeps dragging you down. If you want to think of it as someone who can't tread water for as long as they should be able to swim, that's how we are shortening our lives, dramatically worsening our health while we're going down.
Okay. Now fillings have more than just mercury. Tell us the five key ingredients in the amalgam fillings.
Mercury.
Dr. Glarus, yeah.
Mercury is 50% of the makeup of a typical mercury filling. Silver is about 30%. Then there's copper, tin, and zinc. And as John mentioned in the early part of the program, this is a mixture. It's not a new compound. It's not sodium chloride. It's just salt, and that's, you know, different. It's a mixture. And as long as that restoration is in place, there's mercury being released from that filling material. And when I first got in practice, you know, they had come up with these high copper mercury fillings. And so, of course, I used those because those were the best, and they cost more, but it didn't matter. I was going to do the best. And then I learned from Dr. Huggins years later that it comes out tenfold faster from the copper fillings than it does, or with high copper, than it did from the other ones. And there I was trying to do the best, and as it turned out, not doing what was best.
Okay.
But the problem is, when you get new information, not changing what you do. And that's the frustration that I have with dentistry and dentists is, so you did it. You know, you got new information, you can change that behavior. And the alternative is, well, I did it that way before, so I'm going to keep doing it that way because I look like I was wrong before. Well, we did stuff that was wrong. So let's change. Let's acknowledge what we did and move on. But that's been apparently a hard thing because my profession as a group has not moved much.
Now, have you gotten a lot of flack from some of the fellow dentists that you've been associated with?
Not from dentists so much because I can do, and any conscientious dentist can do with composite resins and the ceramics what they do. And if I do good quality care, then they don't care so much what I'm doing. They might not like it, and they might like it if I get one of their patients comes to me. But it's not from other dentists so much as it is organized dentistry, the American Dental Association, and the influence that they have on the state boards. It's that, and that has gotten better because the scientific evidence with people like Dr. Haley on board and just slam dunking these guys, challenging them to disprove them. They've had to, you know, they're not in the same position that they were where they could just scare people out of, you know, from being conscientious about mercury.
Right. Yes.
This is Dr. Haley. I think the one thing that your listeners really should be sensitized to, and it's called the synergistic effect of heavy metals. And this was a study done in 1978, published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health, and a Dr. Schubert led a group. And what they did is they determined the amount of mercury chloride, that would kill 1 out of 100 rats. And they did the same thing with the amount of lead that would kill 1 out of 100 rats. And then they did a study on the combination of mercury plus lead. And what they found is that if you added mixed an LD1 level of mercury, which would kill one of 100 rats, with 1/20th of an LD1 level of lead, again, that would kill one of 100. If they put those two together, and if it were additive, they would have killed two or less rats. Instead, they killed 100. In other words, the combination toxicity of lead plus mercury was really quite high. Incredibly high. Now, why this is important is that we read throughout the United States, in different locations where people are lead toxic. So if you put an amalgam filling or do a mercury exposure of any sort to someone who's already a little bit lead toxic, that addition of mercury is going to be much more toxic than if the person were not carrying lead. And this seems to be something that's totally ignored by the medical administration, that the synergistic toxicity of all these combined metals, like cadmium from smoking, etc., is much more lethal to the human being than just, they're looking at the level of the, say, toxic mercury alone. Because we're not rats living in a cage. Most humans, if you look at their blood analysis or their urine analysis for heavy metals, will have mercury, lead, cadmium, uranium, a huge number of metals. And it's the synergistic toxicity. These are not additive. They multiply. And that is an essential message that I can tell you most medical doctors are not at all aware of.
Now how would a person get tested? Would they do hair sample, blood sample? What other kind of test?
You know, that's a great question, Deanna, because if you go to a regular conventional doctor who just doesn't know about toxic metals, you'll draw a blood sample and send it off to Mayo or one of the other fancy labs, and it will come back that you have very, very low levels in your blood. Think of blood as taking a snapshot of the highway system. If you take it during the time of rush hour, it's clogged with lots of cars, or in this case, lead or mercury passing through. If you take it outside of the rush hour, say in the middle of the night, there's hardly any cars on the road. But they've all gone somewhere, and that's where the toxic metals go. The lead or mercury or others go to the tissues where they stay. They don't come back out into the circulation. So what you have to do is best to discover this by doing what's called a challenge. You give a chelation medication or a combination of them and collect urine in a specified time period and then measure what is coming out. And that allows you to scrape up a larger collection of sample. And that's actually how we measure the effectiveness of our chelation treatment, by sequentially doing various tests to demonstrate that the body burden that we can scrape together is getting less and less. So we know that we're moving it out of many of the chemical reactions that it would be blocking. That's a specialized test that requires a physician specialist who knows what he's doing with regard to this. And that's one of the major problems. We've got thousands, hundreds of thousands of people putting the mercury in and a few thousand taking it out.
Oh, my. And of course, you also have the mercury in vaccines.
Not to mention vaccines, fish, cosmetics, water, air. It is a major problem that we have toxified the planet. We started doing that about 70 years ago, and we're very successful at it.
Now, who are the people that promoted this mercury, the use of mercury for things?
Actually, mercury was a wonderful development back in the 1840s. This was much better than any of the other materials they had been using in terms of being able to work with it and fill, cavities in the mouth, which was fairly common if you started eating more sugar and such and not getting enough good nutrition. And that it was a great advance forward. It's just that it has its price, and its price to pay is very high.
Now, is there a more vulnerable section of the population than others, say for instance, poorer people or groups that just don't get the education that they need?
Dr. Haley had mentioned about males. Dr. Haley, why don't you share that again, about the male population's susceptibility?
He's exactly right. You know, we ignore it, but the most susceptible group of human beings, to mercury exposure are young males. We've done studies where we put mercury in with neurons in culture and show that the mercury kills the neurons at, you know, incredibly low levels. And if you add estrogen, you get protection. In other words, the females can remove the mercury and prevent the mercury from being retained. And so in addition of increasing amounts of estrogen give protection, when we try the same studies with testosterone, the neurons were all dead in 3 hours. So there is a male, there's definitely a gender factor with regard to mercury exposure. Males, and especially young developing males, are incredibly sensitive to mercury.
Okay.
And speaking and answering that from a social point of view, it's people that are, it's a clinic that has, that's providing dental care for underprivileged people or free or minimum dollars, minimum fees, is typically going to be using mercury fillings. So we're taking that disadvantaged population and we're burying them deeper.
Right.
By placing mercury fillings rather than, because they don't have a choice.
Right. And like the Native Americans and...
Well, and organized dentistry is so strong that in the past year in Pennsylvania, they wanted to, a state organization wanted to kick anybody out of the program totally that complained about or did not want mercury fillings placed in their kids. They said, if they don't want what we're offering, well, then they don't have to take any of our plan. This was in the last year in the state of Pennsylvania. And fortunately, enough people jumped up and screamed that they stopped that policy. But they just haven't stopped placing mercury fillings. They just stopped the policy of kicking people out. If a parent had the gumption and the knowledge to say, I don't want a mercury filling in my son. So that's, I think, another answering that question on another level, which is certainly relevant.
Sure.
At the end, this is John Trowbridge. One of the things that I think is most important about the Mercury Undercover video is this documentary shows that the rest of the world is ahead of us in addressing this public health problem, because the personal health implications are disastrous. We are feeling sicker. We are creating disastrous degenerative diseases. We're losing our lives slowly to these toxins in our environment. And the World Mercury Tree that Charlie Brown is working so hard on is literally going to change the scope of all of this. You know, I don't think we need to sue our dentists because they put in mercury when they thought and were educated that it was a great thing to do. I think we need to stop doing it and find better ways to address what have we created and how do we reverse it. And this treaty will actually force the United States to enter the modern era of scientific understanding about health and illness and toxicity. And that's one of the great contributions that Elizabeth and Daniel have provided us as an avenue to get these ideas out there in a wonderfully believable way, because it is the truth.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've all been indoctrinated to believe that we have the best medical system in the entire world, and yet judging by this film and by what we've learned today, we basically have the worst because of this this mercury issue.
Yeah.
Deanna, I beg to differ with you on the fact that we may be telling Americans this, but if you look at the death rate of infants, the infant mortality rate, we have the worst record of 41 organized modern countries. And for the childhood death rate from the ages 2 through 5, we have the highest childhood death rate also.
And that's due to what?
I wish I could tell you. I have opinions, but I don't have proof, because I don't know what the children are dying of. But I would say, since we also have the highest vaccine rate in the world, more than double England, more than four times countries that have one-fourth or one-third the death rate we have, I would say that you have to find out first, what are our children dying of to give us such a high infant death rate? if the vaccines are working, they're not dying of whooping cough, mumps, measles, or anything like that. So what are they dying of? I don't know the answer to the question. I don't have access to the data. But what really bothers me is you don't hear Sanjay Gupta talking about this on CNN. You don't hear anybody talking about it. And this ought to be something that should worry the entire population. If our children, our infants, are dying at such a high rate, then why would we expect them to be healthy? Those that die don't take tests, and we have low tests. Our test scores in academics have gone down dramatically. We are doing something dramatically wrong in this country. I don't know what it is. I wish I did. I have strong opinions about what might contribute to it, and dental amalgams would be right up there among the highest because we probably put more amalgam fillings in than any other country.
All right, we do have to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have to take a break. Be back in three.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is Deanna, and this is the last segment of our program today. We've had six guests, Elizabeth Hong and Daniel Montoya, the co-producers and directors of Mercury Undercover, and their website is mercuryundercover.com, where you can purchase the film. I'm sorry I've ignored you. The experts you have brought together have been so dynamic and so compelling, but we'll give you some words at the end here. Dr. Trowbridge, you mentioned that you had not really studied the death rate about why so many children are dying, but wouldn't you kind of presume that because they do get so many vaccines at such an early age and those vaccines have mercury, which is the cause of so much death, and their immune systems are so fragile and undeveloped, wouldn't you say that it is probably due to vaccines?
Well, you know, Deanna, Dr. Haley points out very simply, because he is an academic scientist. He was chair of the Department of Chemistry at Kentucky. And, you know, academics rely on data. And that's really what clinicians should rely on as well. In other words, when we talk about evidence-based medicine, we ought to deal with what's really true because we can test it and see it. So if we really understood the death rates and the interactions of the environment, rather than just looking at one small piece of the picture and just a total, we would get a much better idea. Like I say, mercury is intensely damaging to defense systems, and we could lose kids because of infection and other simple causes that we should be able to defend ourselves against in a well-nourished and appropriate society. I have to tell you that it's alarming to see the newest reports on autism rates, which are becoming disastrous. We're going to have schools specifically set up to deal with autistic kids because we're poisoning our society. It's not because we're better diagnosing it. It's not because we're more sensitive to the issues. We're killing our kids somehow. And this has happened at the same time that the vaccination rates have gone through the roof. And if people think that vaccines don't have mercury, they don't understand the world at the moment.
Right.
We are abandoning a responsibility to our future generations of protecting their health in ways that we could easily do. And the evidence is very clear. We're making sicker kids as well as sicker adults.
Right. Well, we're just about out of time. Let's give Elizabeth and Daniel a few minutes, 1 minute, 40 seconds to wrap this up. Elizabeth, Daniel?
Yes, we're here. Well, Deanna, thank you so much. We just wanted to say a few words. First is that right now it's in people's hands. Right now is about the people's choice to basically choose the practitioner that they want to work with. We recommend, and our film is our tool to take that decision, biological dentists and biological doctors. Why? Because they really understand and they really care about the people. They're not controlled by an industry that has monopolized pretty much everything from mass communications, mass media, to even education. So we just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry we've run out of time. Thank you so much, people, for being on the program today. I think we could have gone on for another 2 hours. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye, listeners. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.